adopted this daughter, and then fortunately, unfortunately, I had a son before I married. So I got two children.
Okay. Now, do they both live in Roswell?
Hmm?
Do they live in Roswell as well?
They live in Marietta.
Okay.
But do they have children?
Yeah. And my daughter have, she have three children. My son have four.
Wow. So seven grandchildren.
What did you say?
So you have seven grandchildren.
No, I got more than that. I got one, two. I got about seven or eight, something like that.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any great grandchildren?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. So how many?
Two. Four, I think I'm right.
Okay. Do you get to see any of the, your family?
All of them.
Regularly?
Yes. In fact, I had lunch with my grandson today.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And I'm going to have my, tonight I supposed to eat with my granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
So how long does it take you to get to Marietta then? It must not, this must be very, fairly close.
About 20, 25 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. So you do a lot of driving.
Well, quite a bit.
Okay. All right. What about your parents' family? Are any of your parents' family around here?
Just about all of my parents' family is deceased. Well, perhaps some cousin. No uncles and aunts for a decade. So no, not any.
And just a few cousins. Do you interact with these cousins? Do you ever see them?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. Do they live in Roswell, though?
Yes, most of them do.
Most of them live in Roswell. Okay.
So my I have two nephews live. One live in Decatur, one live in Atlanta. And the other nephew live, well, he and Robert live almost hollering different way I live.
Oh, okay. All right. So you get to see some of them, too. You guys have family reunions?
Well, just had one last, 2 months ago. People have never seen. And I had about 126 of them.
Oh, that's a nice-sized family reunion.
Because I guess I know half a dozen of them.
Okay. All right. And then... What about what religion are you? That was the other one that you had to worship.
A Baptist.
Baptist? Okay.
If it was an arm, I'd say Protestant.
All right. Okay. So that was all from the sheet that you had filled out. So tell me what it was like when you were growing up here. What was it like growing up as an African American here in Roswell?
Well, it was, we didn't have any hard time. I can say that. And see, if we left Roswell, I was 5 years old. And I had to come back to Roswell's farm, to back to Roswell's school, which is about, 2 miles and a half, in which we had to walk back and forth to school. Mm-hmm. And one room, school, and seven grades in one school.
Mm-hmm. And one teacher then?
One teacher. Yeah. And my first teacher's name is that's a long memory to bring back. And everybody said I was a teacher's pet.
Now why is that?
I don't know. Because I was